Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings today. We are joined by singer-songwriter Sydney Sherrill, who is with us, and she has a brand new album out, which she actually wrote at a very important time in a young girl's life when she was 17. And the album is called 17, Young and Stunning. And she is all of the above, but she's 19, young and stunning now. Welcome, Sydney. It's nice to have you on.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and talk about my album. It's, you know, a really important piece of work to me, and I'm really excited to talk about it.
And this is your debut album.
It is, yeah.
So that makes it even more exciting because it's the very first album.
Yes.
So why did you wait this long to put out an album?
I think especially because it's my first album, it took a really long time to pull together, and I wanted to make sure that I had all of my ducks in the row. I really wanted to do it right if I was doing it for the first time. And, you know, I'm really glad that I spent so much time working on it because I can feel really proud of all the work that I did.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to go to school, high school, regular school? And
I completed high school. A lot of the songs are about my friends, and I went to all girls school. So this is kind of all of our stories together in this album, which is really fun.
Did you get to go to the prom?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, there you go. Of course, that's an important moment, too. Sydney Sherrill is our guest here on Border Crossings, and 17 Young and Stunning is the name of the newest album. Tell me about this album. You wrote the songs when you were 17, you're 19 now. Do you still feel the same that you felt 2 years ago?
No, I mean, I think I'm learning a lot. I'm a lot different than I was when I was 17. I write about different things now than I used to, but I still am really proud of those songs, and I feel like it brings me back to a very nostalgic place. So I think, you know, everybody grows as they get older, but I'm still really happy with the work that I did on this album.
Well, it's you know, a beautiful album, and I know that your new single is called Boy in the Blue Cadillac.
Yes.
I assume you'll be singing that for us on the show today. Yeah. And so as a young female vocalist, this is a great time to be in this business. There are so many. I mean, you're inspired by Taylor Swift, I read. You're inspired by a lot of some of the biggest pop stars in the world. And it seems like they're taking over. You know, Ariana Grande, Beyonce, Tyla, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So good time to be a female singing in pop.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm so inspired by all the female artists around me, especially the singer-songwriters. So I've been really lucky to grow up in a time where women and female singer-songwriters are so celebrated because it's really, you know, affected how I write my own music.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do for us first?
I'll be singing my new single, Boy in Blue Cadillac, with my guitarist and my band leader, Clint Milburn. And I'm really excited. This song is it's actually like the first song I ever wrote, full song I ever wrote by myself. I wrote it the first week of COVID, which is when I decided to teach myself how to play the piano. And it's actually, this song is based on a Timothée Chalamet movie that I wrote, that I watched.
Wow. There was a lot going on. Yeah, Timothée Chalamet on the mind. You had COVID going on in the world. Wow. All right, so this is the new single. It's Boy in the Blue Cadillac. Sydney Sherrill here on Border Crossings.
He waves out his window, listening to the radio, some old 80s band I've forgotten. And those Polaroids in the backseat, the ones I'll never see again, remind him of everything he's lost and everything she has. Oh, but you'll never see him cry. He'll leave you high and dry. If you're lucky, you'll see him go by. Drive by, good riddance and goodbye. Drive by, good riddance and goodbye to the boy in the blue Cadillac. Well, he's drag racing to nowhere, wind blown through his curly hair. His name's probably tattooed on a dozen girls. He wrote me a letter, likes to call me babe. Don't be mad, but I'm leaving town, and you can't stop me. Oh, but you'll never see him cry. He'll leave you high and dry. If you're lucky, you'll see him go by. Drive by, good riddance and goodbye. Drive by, good riddance and goodbye. To the boy in the blue Cadillac. Guess I was another fling. He's the ghost in my summer dream. Drive by, good riddance and goodbye. 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 To the boy in the blue Cadillac. To the boy in the blue Cadillac.
Border Crossing, Sydney Sherrill, and that is Boy in the Blue Cadillac. What was the inspiration for the song? I mean, you said Timothy Chalamet. What, did you picture him in a blue Cadillac or something?
So the first week of COVID, it was supposed to be spring break, and I was in my room by myself, and I decided to take it upon myself to watch every Timothy Chalamet movie that had come out at the time, which I was successful in doing. And there was a movie called Hot Summer Nights, and I don't know what it was. I think I was just like a little bit losing my mind being alone in my room, but I was like, wow, I love this movie. Timothée Chalamet looks so good. Everyone looks so good. The aesthetics are amazing. I was like, I want to write a song that feels like this movie. And so that's kind of how Boy in the Blue Cadillac came to be. Like, it started with really simple chords. I looked up pictures of chords on my phone, and that's how I started to learn how to play. And that's how I started teaching myself.
All right. Well, just between you and I, do you have Timothée Chalamet posters hanging on the walls in your room?
I don't, but I do. I did when I was making collages of all of my songs. He was definitely in there.
He was in there. I always caution people not to date a songwriter, because you could end up being the subject of one of the songs, and usually in not a positive way. Usually it's a breakup song, and you talk about how horrible that relationship was or that person was. Have you written songs about past relationships?
Yes. Okay. But I like to keep it vague enough to where it's up to chance and nobody gets their feelings hurt too much.
Oh, man, that's not fun.
We'll see how it goes, though. Who knows?
It's more fun when you tell somebody, hear the song? It's for you.
Oh, well, it's funny when people think there's a song written about them and it's not at all.
Right.
That's what's funny.
Sydney Sherrill's our guest here on Border Crossings, and her new album is called 17 Young and Stunning. And I'm assuming you're planning a tour.
Not right yet, but I'm just, you know, trying to find local shows. I really want to play a festival soon. I'm just right now, I'm just trying to see what's out there and write more and get more experience. And, you know, if a tour comes, then that would be incredible. So who knows?
The sky's the limit. You're only 19, so you have nothing but up. Nothing but up. And speaking of up, you look like you're in an opulent ballroom right now. Where are you?
I'm actually in my garage.
You're in your garage.
Yes.
Oh, no, that looks like a beautiful, looks like a dance studio. I mean, you got the mirror ball on the ceiling, and I see lights.
It's kind of a multi-purpose room now, but it was once a garage.
And where is your house? Where do you live? In what city?
I'm from Dallas, but I'm going to school in New York, and I'm here at home for the weekend.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying recorded music.
Okay. And if somebody said to you, you know, Sydney, you have to pick a career, either songwriting or singing, one or the other, Ooh. Not both, which would you pick?
Man, that's tough. I think I'd honestly think they go hand in hand for me. So I don't really know how I would pick. I think, you know, songwriting is, they're both such huge expressions for me. I don't know. I love singing. That's really what got me started. And like, that's going to be my love forever. But I think songwriting has opened just such a huge new world for me. So I'd say singing for now.
Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting that, you know, you had said that one of the first songs you wrote was Boy in the Blue Cadillac, because a lot of singers don't like to revisit their old songs. You know, you've got much more life now behind you than you had when you wrote that song. But apparently you were a great songwriter from the get-go, out of the gate.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I love that song. I think it's so fun. And it was a really nice form of escapism for me at that time. And songwriting has been both a form of expression of my real life and, you know, what I wish would happen, or making up stories. So it's kind of both for me. And that, you know, song is such a symbolism of like me discovering that. So
What would you tell to advice for young girls who are struggling with whatever it might be? There's so many struggles today with social media, bullying, and you know, all this other stuff that's going on in the world. As a 19-year-old who's survived and succeeded, what advice do you have?
I think you should find something that's just for yourself, that you don't care about other people's opinions, you don't feel the need to share it, that's just for you. That's how songwriting started for me. I think, you know, I have songs that I'll write that I've decided are just for me, and then I have songs that I want to share with the world, but it's given me my own space, and that's really helpful to feel like you have something that's just for yourself, especially thou now with social media, everything is so public for everyone, no matter how many followers you have. I mean, everyone can see your life no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to have that kind of private space for yourself.
Where is the most unusual place you ever got inspiration for a song?
Good question. I'm trying to think. Unusual.
I just did an interview with somebody who said the bathtub.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think. I think the funniest one, story, I was at a high school party, and it was a senior's party, and I got to go. I think I was a sophomore because I had sang the national anthem at the football game. So they're like, she can go. And, you know, their cheerleaders were in their cheerleading uniforms, and the football players still kind of had like their face paint on. And they all wanted to go out to a bar. And I was like, it's a Friday night. Like, I'd never seen anything like it. And I thought it was so funny. And that's how I wrote a song on the album called Golden Girls with Fake IDs, because I just thought it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. I thought it was so funny.
I love that. I love that song. That's a great title. Great title. Sydney Sherrill is our guest here on Border Crossings. Would you do another song for us?
Yeah. The next song I want to sing with Clint is Stick Around.
Stick around, because there's a lot more to go right here on Border Crossings.
Hold my hand to the end of the street. Thought I knew love, then you looked back at me. I pinky swear you'll be a good memory. My youth is in someone else's hands. We were making out in front of your house. The sun was still out. Age of sneaking around. I'm with you for the countdown. If you see me in town, I wanna be found. My luck is yours now. The age of sneaking around. And when the party dies, I'll be next to you on the holy ground. You were sticking around for. We'll be over in late May, the grayest summer ever made. Will you miss hands. We were making out in front of your house. The sun was still out. Angels sneaking around. I'm with you for the countdown. If you see me in town, I wanna be found. My luck is yours now. Age of sneaking around when the party dies down. I'll be next to you on the holy ground. You were sticking around for. Your name is all over me. Your face is everyone I see. 'Cause it was you and me. Cause we were making out in front of your house. The sun was still out. Age of sneaking around. I'm with you for the count. If you see me in town, I wanna be found. My luck is yours now. The age of sneaking around when the party dies down. I'll be next to you on the holy ground. You were sticking around for. And I'll stick around.
Sydney Sherrill, and that's called Stick Around, and that's on the new album?
Yes, it is.
And what's the inspiration for Stick Around?
Stick Around is about two of my really close friends. I've never like wanted to root for a relationship more in high school. Like they were just like meant to be. I've just never seen two people that young so in love with each other. And, you know, when they graduated, they broke up. And I kind of wrote this song for them to say, you know, this is just like how I saw their relationship and seeing them leave each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's a beautiful story, touching story. And so you write through the lens of other people's experiences or your own experiences?
Both. So, you know, it's kind of a fun game. You never know what's about me.
You never know. Exactly. Well, you know, writing songs must be therapeutic because it gives you the opportunity to write something. And if you want to be anonymous about it, they don't know whether it's you or not.
Yeah, it's really fun. I really enjoy both, like being able to write about my own, but I really love putting myself in other people's shoes.
Mm-hmm. What's been the highlight for you so far, besides singing at the football game?
I've had a lot of really great experiences. I mean, my favorite part about making music is when I'm recording it and I get to help build the track and I get to see what I've written really come to life. But I mean, I've gotten to open for Sheryl Crow and Shania Twain at events. I've sang at the Rangers game, which was like such a fun and big deal. My friends got to be there. And I've loved all the support I've gotten. That's what's really like meant the most to me.
Yeah, well, it's got to throw you off the echo in a stadium when you're singing. There's a delay or something.
It's crazy. I put little earplugs in. It really helps.
Sydney Sherrill is with us. 17, young and stunning. She is definitely stunning. And the music is stunning as well. Do you write poetry? How did the songwriting process start for you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't really know. I just started writing stories and I've always loved writing. I never really saw myself as a songwriter. And then I just got bored and I started doing it. And I kind of just found my way through it. I've wrote probably like 100 songs or incomplete songs during COVID, trying to figure out how to do it, what sounds good, what doesn't sound good, how to make a cohesive story that people understand. But yeah, I never really wrote poetry, so I don't know how it came to be. I just think I studied a lot of other people's lyrics and how they made a successful song and what I loved about their songs, and that's kind of how I took inspiration.
If you were stuck on a desert island, what album would you bring with you?
Oh man. Well, an album that the album I've listened to probably most, full way through is Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. One of my favorites of all time. I can listen to it front to back 3 times a day.
Well, that's an interesting, you've done quite a diverse mix of music. If you're working with, I don't know, Shania Twain, Sheryl Crow, and then you like Lana Del Rey, and Taylor Swift, these are all different kinds of artists. How would
Totally.
you define yourself as an artist?
You know, I think something that's really interesting about me is, I grew up in Dallas, so I'm from the South, but I didn't really grow up with a lot of country music, even though I think I have a lot of country elements in my songs. But I wouldn't call myself a country artist. I would still say I'm pop. What I'm writing now is a little bit more rock focused. So I'm definitely going to that pop rock center, but I mean, I'm still a Southern girl, so I've got some country, influences in
And
there.
let's give props to Beyonce for coming
Oh,
out with a country album.
it's awesome.
It is. Who would have thought? You could have asked me a year ago. I never would ever have predicted that, but it's amazing. We are talking with Sydney Sherrill here on Border Crossings, who's at home right now, on break, still going to college. When do you graduate? When do you finish school?
2027, so
Oh, you got a long way to go.
I've got a while.
You're going for a master's or a PhD?
No, I'm just I think you know what? Let me not cut myself off. Who knows where the road will lead?
Yeah, could be
Who am I
Dr.
to
Sydney
say?
Sherrill. Are you going to do another song for us?
Yes, this next song I'm going to do is Kiss and Tell, which is a single off of my album, and can't wait to share it with y'all.
All right, Sydney Sherrill.
If I sit right here, look at you smile while the air is clear. You're looking new and looking sweet. Somebody who will ruin me. And I won't chase the sun for someone to come, 'cause he's not there. You don't look like you're in your right mind. I'm feeling bored, feeling destroyed. We're not the kind. I'm not sure that I'm in my right mind. Oh well, at least we never kiss and tell. Is it fine if it's just like this? We're just friends, we like to kiss. A secret that everybody knows in the city, that's just how it goes. And I won't chase the sun for someone to come, 'cause he's not there. You don't look like you're in your right mind. I'm feeling bored, feeling assured we're not the kind. I'm not sure that I'm in my right mind. Oh well, at least we never kiss and tell. Friends are the only ones, won't break you just for fun. I'm no fool, I know this one is love. And if I'm gone tomorrow, just know we've had a good run. You don't look like you're in your right mind. I'm feeling bored, feelings are sure we're not the kind. I'm not sure that I'm in my right mind. Oh well, at least we never kiss and tell. You don't look like you're in your right mind. I'm feeling bored, feelings are sure we're not the kind. I'm not sure that I'm in my right mind. Oh well, at least we never kiss and tell.
Sydney Sherrill, and that's called Kiss and Tell. It's a brand new song from her brand new album, which is her debut album. And we're happy to have her on the show to be able to chat with you. Now, are you, as far as this is early on in your career, this is very early. First album, you've been doing this a while, but it's still kind of early on. Do you have places you want to perform? Do you have a, tour destination in mind that you'd like to go?
Oh, man, I have so many bucket list places I want to perform. I want to perform at, my big dream is ACL, Austin City Limits. That was like the first festival I ever went to, and I was so inspired. I would love to play Centennial Park in Nashville. There's a bunch of places in New York I want to play. I mean, I want to play as big as I can get. So every time I get to play at a new place and I get a bigger audience, like, I'm crossing that off the bucket list.
Wow. Now, speaking of bucket lists, collaborations, if you could collaborate with three artists, dead or alive, who would they be?
Oh my gosh. I would love to collaborate with Dolly Parton, such a legend. We have paintings of her like all around our house. Like,
wow.
We're just huge fans. I would love to collaborate with Stevie Nicks, just another one of my idols. And then after that, maybe like Kacey Musgraves. I think she's such a beautiful voice. I think she's such an amazing storyteller, and I would love to collaborate with her too.
It's a great time, as I said earlier, for not only female vocalists, but country music too. And it's great to see the crossovers that are taking place. You know, Kacey Musgraves is now on the pop charts, and Luke Combs is on the pop charts. And, you know, it's great. It's great, the crossovers there. So as far as your future is concerned, when will you go on a tour? Because, I mean, that's what we're broadcasting to 100 countries right now. And we have millions and millions of people who are meeting you for the first time. And they're going to say, I know they're going to ask, when can I see Sydney Sherrill?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I haven't even really looked into the possibilities of a tour yet. I think I'm still growing my audience. So as soon as I, feel like I've got a little bit of more ground under my feet, then I would love to go on a tour and, meet as many people as possible.
That's great. Excellent. Before we go, do you have anything you'd like to say to the global audience?
Thank you for listening. I'm just so appreciative of anyone who wants to listen to anything I have to say or sing or write. I think that music is meant to bring people peace. And if I'm able to do that for anyone in any way, then I've done my job.
Sydney Sherrill is the guest today, and her new album is 17 Young and Stunning. My name is Larry London. And before we go, your websites where people can go and read about you and get your album.
Yes, Sydney-Sherrill.com, Sydney-Sherrill.com.
And socials?
Yes. And then my socials are the same, Sydney, Sydney, _Sherrill.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to call your fans?
Ooh, my friends and I have been kind of brainstorming over that. I have no idea yet.
What are your choices? Come on. If you're talking about it, give me some of the options.
Somebody said the Shirleys. Someone said the Shirelles, which is funny because that's like one of my favorite 60s girl groups.
Yes. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Exactly. Yes. The best. So still in the works.
Still in the works. Sydney Sherrill is in the works. And and her new album is out now, 17 Young and Stunning. And again, thank you for being on the show. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.